Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, the 1st of June, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at the show for today. Well, the first one I call The Elite at a Crossroads. The collapse of the everything bubble was well underway, actually, long before the pandemic, as my listeners are very well aware. The pandemic is just the icing on the cake of a collapse that was going to happen anyway. So I have a fairly long piece on this particular conundrum, and I think it's worth listening to in its entirety. So we are, as the second piece indicates, in the Depression, the second Great Depression of the United States. But you know, in comparison with the first Depression in 1929-1930, the amount of debt was vastly less at that time. The amount of regulation was vastly less. The level of state involvement in the economy was already vastly less. In other words, they had much more that they could do. They had much room, more room for leverage than they have today. Today they are pretty much boxed in. Well, across America, many buildings stand empty or underleased. Over the last several years, retailers have been closing stores. But you see, already America has more, far more retail space than it needs. Did you know that the country now has roughly 24 square feet of retail space per capita, which is more than twice that of Australia and 5 times that of the UK? So quite a lot to talk about there. I look forward to sharing it with my listeners. So Europe has taken its lead from the United States. Governments around Europe have rolled out a dizzying array of measures to withstand the fallout of the COVID-19 lockdowns. So a short piece there to keep you up to date with what's going on over the pond. Then the bad news Boeing segment, just a few seconds long, but wanted to share a few things with you there. And then finally, I have a piece on what the real threat was that Michael Flynn posed. He was always an antagonist to Obama and co. And in the end, he had to be stopped. And so it was a trap that was laid for him. Hopefully some people will go to jail for this. I'm not going to lay any bets one way or the other, but certainly there's a lot of evidence swirling around out there. All right, so for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you on demand, individually, three free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just please send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, feel free to select any three shows from my Podbean archives. But if you don't have any preference, I highly recommend the latest three shows because I do deal a lot with current events, and you will be more familiar with the current events, they'll be fresher in your mind, so you'll have more of a chance to estimate how I deal with them on the show. So let me finish by giving you my contact information. My email address that you will need for the shows is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and the number one. rwlmartin1@aol.com, which, by the way, is also emblazoned across the top of my Podbean page. So if you don't write it down, you will find it there. Then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook page deals with matters which are not quite weighty enough to warrant inclusion in the show, but I think you should know anyway. And the address there is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And that's all one word, by the way, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Richard Martin, that's RM Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, no spaces, no punctuation, all lower case. And that contains the one-liners, which are too short even for the Facebook page, but fit nicely in the space allotted to a Twitter post. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it remains for me to wish you all a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call saying bye-bye until Friday.